Hi, it's great to have your company. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. My name's Simon Smart.
And I'm Natasha Moore.
Well, today we're considering an idea that is thousands of years old, but one that could hardly be more relevant to our own culture and its various challenges and dysfunctions. And this is the idea of Sabbath, of taking one day of proper rest out of every seven.
Back in the 1920s, the economist John Maynard Keynes thought that because of technological advances, within 100 years, we would all be working 15 hours a week. And a Senate subcommittee from the 1960s predicted about the same thing, that Americans would have a 14-hour work week by the year 2000.
If only.
So today, these ideas are laughable. Productivity has increased hugely over the last 50 to 100 years, but that has not at all had the effect of shortening the number of hours that most people work.
Now, we've thought about work on Life and Faith before, but less about the idea of rest. So that's our focus today. We don't often give a lot of thought to the way we structure our lives, but we have to question whether or not our culture's way of organizing work and rest and leisure is actually the best way to do things, or whether or not we might be able to gain some wisdom from the ancient past to help us how to live well. We have a hunch that this idea of Sabbath can actually be an enormous help as we think about work, busyness, productivity, and our own well-being.
Yeah, I live in Washington, D.C., and so this is a little trip aside for me, but it is insanely busy. And it's my own fault, absolutely my own fault, for getting myself into too many things.
It really involves, you know, making sure that our kids have everything that they want, and we probably stretch ourselves a little bit too far for those reasons.
Absolutely. We're all too busy.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, going to bed at 1 o'clock last night. Because social media, phones, iPads, yeah.
I think you get caught up with all the things that you could be doing and should be doing. I think a lot of this on the internet, and you forget to stop and go for walks in the garden and enjoy the weather. Yeah.
Mortgages, marriages, and what have you. And it's a pretty insane way of living your life, but everybody does it.
It seems like we can probably all agree that our culture doesn't really have this right. Yes, you know, the famously elusive work-life balance that we talk about so much.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's kind of got that right. Most people just talk about being busy and stressed and therefore anxious, and we hear about this all the time. And there's so many times you talk to someone how you're doing, and the first response is, well, I'm busy. And it's almost, in some cases, a badge of honour.
Yeah, I think we have this way of swinging between extremes in our relationship to work and rest. Either we want to work all the time, and Australians do have some of the highest work hours in the world, or we're too attached to leisure. We really live for the weekend and just wait for our working week to be over. The Australian dream is almost to have an early, no-strings-attached retirement. So we either seem to have the problem of making work everything or the problem of making it just as little as possible.
Yeah, and at first glance, Sabbath might seem like the last thing that would have anything to say about this list of problems. Mostly people think of it as just kind of reduced Sunday trading and maybe going to church, but we're going to try and argue that there's a lot more to this.
Yeah, the connotations are usually to do with boredom or not having any fun, that Sabbath is kind of another burden, another religious obligation, instead of being something life-affirming and refreshing and even freeing it's supposed to be. It was originally about freedom, and the tradition, obviously in various places at various times, really became this idea of restriction, of, you know, no playing cards, no sport, no seeing films, no fun, basically.
Yeah, Sabbath's probably associated with the fun police rather than the fullest life possible, which is absolutely its original intention.
Lots of Jewish communities remain really good at keeping the Sabbath as a community. Obviously, they do that on Saturdays, but certainly not all Christians even practice the Sabbath in an explicit way. Simon, you've had some experience of doing Sabbath over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. My wife and I, our family, have tried to implement something of a Sabbath, and I have to acknowledge straight up that we don't always get this right. But the aim was, after reading around this stuff, to try to really have an intentional day where we kind of got all the other stuff done on the Saturday, you know, the washing, mowing the lawn, all that sort of thing, and had a very deliberate day of rest on the Sunday. And we kind of started it, as the tradition is, to start it at sundown on the Saturday. And, well, in this case for us, the Saturday, you know, sundown, and going through to sundown the next day. And so we tried to do it. And the times where we have done this, I have to say, it's really been great. It's really added to our lives. I think it gave us a bit of a more of a sense of a rhythm to the week that's lost if you have if every day sort of bleeds into it to the other. I think that's something we're not very good at as a culture. It seemed like a better quality of rest and recreation, because it's not just about not working. This is about sort of celebration, doing things you like to do that are not a chore and they're not onerous. So that seemed like it added to the quality of that. I felt like I had more of a sense of being rejuvenated after this, and also somehow kind of strangely more ready for the week that was about to come.
Yeah, it's actually supposed to make you more productive, isn't it?
Don't know if that happened, but that's the theory. It did feel like that.
I think that was definitely my experience. So I started keeping a Sabbath during my PhD, and you know, as a student, and particularly a student where you just all your time is your own, you organize it how you want. Every day is like every other day, and you just get really inefficient and you have lots of guilt. And starting to practice a Sabbath really put shape back in my week and made me go, this is the time that is for work and this is the time that is not for work. And that definitely made me more productive when I was working.
And it's not in, when you see it like that, a kind of religious duty, is it? If people think of it like that, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something where you go, let's just give ourselves a day where we really rest and enjoy each other's company and friends and maybe even feasting, that type of thing.
And the idea in the Bible really reflects the reality that maybe we're made this way. Maybe this is how we work best. Maybe it's inbuilt to us.
It did feel like that to me. Like it sort of seemed like somehow it was the appropriate, the right, the fitting thing to do.
I make myself busy in summer. I work two jobs in summer and only one in winter. So I get a lot of time off in winter. I'm a firefighter. So I do 48 hours, I get 4 days off. That's the rotation. And in summer, I lifeguard as a second job. So I'm really busy.
I think people are working longer hours and a lot more to pack into life in a shorter amount of time.
Yeah, definitely. And just the amount of hours that people work as well. They just seem to be working these long 12-hour days or longer and then going home, having dinner, getting back to work. So it just seems it's a long, you know, 6 days a week sometimes.
And did you ever take a complete day off with rest, say?
Yeah, when you were sick, I think. Lie on the couch.
No, maybe a couple of hours, but not a complete full day, no.
Marva Dorn, who's an American theologian who's written on this topic quite a bit, she actually offers this guarantee. She says that she promises that if you practice a Sabbath, then you will be more productive overall because of the fact that you take this day off.
It's a money-back guarantee. You get the money back for your book if it doesn't happen. Now, Natasha, you've been thinking about this. You've written about it recently, this idea of keeping Sabbath. So apart from this idea of being better, being more productive that you've pointed out, what do you think are some of the other key benefits of it?
Well, the most obvious one is that it offers real rest from work. And I think that's not just paid work. A lot of the time, the way that we think about the rest of our lives, whether that's taking the kids for Saturday sport or doing household chores or even meal planning, sometimes the way that we practice leisure activities or hang out with friends, we often bring the same mentality of work to those things that we do on the weekends. So I think that having a day when we really can't do anything that's efficient and work-like really gives us that buffer against work creep, against work or work-like things becoming more of our lives than they deserve to be. It does also fundamentally challenge our culture in terms of how we think about things like productivity and efficiency. Our culture has a real way of worshipping efficiency, and that can creep in everywhere, even to, you know, our relationships. We try to hang out in an efficient way. So a day when we don't allow ourselves to get anything done disrupts that cycle of always trying to tick things off, or even of valuing, assessing ourselves and other people according to their achievements according to their usefulness, the kinds of things they get done.
That's a profound difference, isn't it? A challenge to our culture. It sort of resists the idea of multitasking too, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that means that one of the benefits it offers is to do with our high levels of anxiety. So obviously that's a massive problem for our society and there are no easy answers. It has lots of causes. But the practice of taking a Sabbath involves letting go of our self-sufficiency and our sense of self-importance as well, that what I do during the week is so important and I'm so indispensable. So that kind of challenges some of the things that are at the heart of why we're so often anxious, I think.
You also mentioned in an article you wrote, it's about humility. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, I think one of the real parallels to taking a Sabbath is that of sleep. So obviously Sabbath is optional and sleep isn't so much. Some people would disagree. But when we go to sleep, we're, you know, for 6 to 8 hours a night saying, whether we realise it or not, we're kind of saying the world's going to get by without me. It doesn't need me. It's going to keep turning. And so we have that sense of I'm not indispensable. And Sabbath is really saying I don't take myself so seriously that I can't actually take this day off. I have too much to get done. The world needs me. So I think there is that humility, that sense of experiencing the world as a gift and a blessing rather than something that I'm trying to do things to.
Yeah, so Natasha, essentially Sabbath, though some might be tempted to see it as a ritual, is really thought of as a gift. It offers the habit of rest to what is a really restless society.
It is, though, a bit of a lost art. Like, I think it's hard for modern people to know what it means to practice a Sabbath, and so the practicalities of keeping a Sabbath require a bit of creativity and experimentation. Just the idea of not working sounds quite straightforward, but you kind of have to figure out for yourself what counts as work for you and what doesn't. Some weeks I will write emails on Sundays and it's like catching up with friends and that's fine. Other weeks, just the idea of email is so unrestful that I just want to go nowhere near it.
Yes, and I must say I've taken to the idea of the technology Sabbath. Because I just feel like it's so in our lives everywhere else to sort of resist that on that day, that one day. So when I say that, I mean, you know, internet, email, Facebook, that type of stuff.
That's often called a secular Sabbath, this idea of if you're a techno addict, you need to forego these kinds of things, maybe a day a week or shorter or longer. Some people take a weekend. On the weekends, there's just no internet connection.
Sounds good to me. But the other thing to say, perhaps, is that this would be different at different stages of life. So when you've got small children or even growing children, there'll be different complexities in this. And as you mentioned, it takes a bit of creativity to go, right, what are the things that make this a Sabbath? And let's try and build those in. For instance, if you like gardening, I hate gardening, but if that was something you enjoy and it's a leisure thing, then that would be the good thing on the Sabbath. For me, though, you won't see me doing it on the Sabbath or very often any other day either.
But it's not only for religious believers, is it? Do you think that absolutely anyone can benefit from this practice of taking a day off a week?
I totally think that. This is what I reckon is ancient wisdom that can apply to all of our lives in a way that might just enhance it and give us a whole lot of benefits we weren't ever anticipating.
I think one of the coolest things about Sabbath is that it actually helps us to be more deliberate about our time and really restores natural rhythms to our weeks, because otherwise everything can just become, if all days are like all other days, then life can become quite humdrum and monotonous. We don't have those high points and that light and shade. And we also, it's very easy to lose sight of whatever we feel the big picture of our lives to be. If we don't take stock, reassess week by week, we don't necessarily have that sense of this is what my life is about, this is what's important, and I'm making sure that that's at the centre of my life.
So today on Life and Faith, we've been talking about Sabbath. Both of us have really benefited from practicing Sabbath when we've had the opportunity, and we recommend it to everyone. Why don't you give it a try? We'll see you next time.